Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is someone who I would never call a disheveled drug addict. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome.
Well, hello. How are you, man?
I am so good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's a New Jersey day.
New Jersey day. I'm very, very excited about it. So we have a big New Jersey recap coming your way. This is Crappens on Demand. Go to patreon.com/watchcrappens. You can watch us, not just listen to us. Hello, I'm waving to you. You also get access to our bonus episodes every week. This week was about Tom and Ariana, or Ariana and Tom, as I've decided to say. I'm going to start saying their couple name now. That was actually a bonus made free for everyone, but generally speaking, the bonus episodes are only available on Patreon, so go check that out there. There's also a Discord community. This week, tomorrow, Thursday, where we have a big, huge show in Charlotte. We're recapping Vanderpump Rules, so that's going to be a wild night. And then on Saturday, we're in Atlanta, and we're going to recap for part one of the Real Housewives of Miami reunion. After that, we're going to be going to Denver. We'll be doing Vanderpump Rules in Denver. And then in Salt Lake City, we're going to be recapping the premiere of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, which is funny because Heather Gay is a cast member of the Girls Trip, and she's also on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. What a confluence of events. Could it get crazier than that? Could it be a crazier night than that? It might be.
Sounds pretty crazy.
So anyway, and later in the month, we're going to San Francisco and Seattle. Go to watchercrappens.com to get the full schedule, because we're going to several more cities beyond March. But we have the schedule up there as well as ticket links. So go check that out. Also, this week, Dwell Hello. We put it up every other week. This is a Dwell Hello week. So go check it out. We're going to have Dwell Hello up this week if it's not already up already. It's going to be a fun episode where we recap House Hunters and a guy who has a lot of lizards. So lots of fun stuff happening here on the show.
It's like
show.
It's like the Andy Cohen of HGTV.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. So let's get into this. Wow. Real Housewives of New Jersey. Kind of a, you know, like chill episode. It's like a very get to know the new girls. Couple things. One, they're really going all in with these new girls. They're like, you are officially the leads of the show right now. The show is about you two right now. You know, which I kind of like. It's nice to have some newness. Mm-hmm. Also, Marge just does not give any fucks anymore at all, huh? Marge is like, fuck it. I'll just get... She's gotten mad before and said some nasty stuff or whatever, but she's like coming to WWF right now, and I love it. She's ready to, like, fist fight. What the hell?
She can only fist fight so much because she's got a bone that's going the wrong way in her arm right now. Could you believe it?
Rose. And my doctor said, what do you want to be deformed? What is that what you want? You want to be deformed?
Listen, when I say I got a bone to pick with you, I really mean it. So, Marge went for it. Jennifer always,
Jennifer. Yeah.
They just are going, the race to the bottom, which is hilarious. And, yeah, it's wild. But I think it's really good. We got some new people because I'm still amused by these fights, but I would not be surprised if people watching are like, oh, it's the same thing between
these
two.
It's officially too much. And I know that you guys tried to do the whole, like, let's make up, you know, because you have to do that on Housewives. You have to do the makeup season and then you can fight again later. You know, Teresa and Melissa have been doing this for years, you know, like we hate each other. We're never going to speak again. And then they're like, you know, not best friends, but they're friends, and they hang out, go to each other's shore house, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have to change it up. It can't just always be hating each other, you know? And I think they're falling into that trap.
Yeah. So anyway, this one opens up with things going on around town. So it opens up with Margaret going, Joe, come here. Come on. Do my jeans, please. Come on. Tuck my pockets. Get it. Zip it up. Zip up the fly.
Like, I know how to do pants. You don't have to tell me how to do it, okay? I know how to do your pants.
If you know how to zip up a fly, why are you zipping up a brochure for ten a fly? Zip up my pant fly, not ten a fly, okay?
Tuck my pockets in, Joe. Ow! You're going to give me camel toe, Joe. Oh, my God. Now it looks like I have a penis with this fly down my pants.
Why did you stuff that plastic bag in my pants? Well, Margie, you never know if it's going to rain. You might need something for your... Joe, I don't want to use a plastic bag from A&P, okay?
So then we go over to Dolores and Paul at Paul's house, and Dolores is like, everything hurts me, Paul, okay? My joints hurt me. I'm hot. He's like, you know what that is, right? What? The beginning. The beginning of what? A menopause. Now listen, it would be called womenopause if Frank was involved with it, but you got me now. And now you got a real menopause. All right? Like a shut up, Paulie. Jesus.
Hey, Delore. Hey, this is Frank calling in. I wasn't in this episode, but I want to let you know. You know why they call it menopause? Because when you're going Frank? Through, you got to take a pause for men. Ha ha! Delore.
It's great. That was a great one, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Paulie, you have a lot to be worried about. All right, Frank, this fucking charmer. So then we go to Danielle, and she's practicing an entrance for her daughter, who's holding her son's hand. They're just like walking hand in hand. She's like, all right, let's showcase your entrance, kids. And she's all in pink, and she's got a glitter pink megaphone. My favorite Bravo prop, the megaphone.
Yeah. And so she's basically, the Valentina is going to be having a birthday coming up. And so, Danielle is micromanaging. She's momaging. She's like the momager of the birthday party right now. She's like, okay, when you walk into the birthday party, what are you going to do? You're going to walk in. Okay. You're going to wave to everyone. You're going to say, oh my gosh, Sarah, hi. And Valentina's like, but this is not Sarah. Sarah's not even here. She's like, I know, just make up a name. Okay. It's called improv. All right.
Yeah. Then whoever then. And the kids are so cute, like holding hands and practicing. And she's like, all right, and now here she is, the birthday girl, Valentina. And she's like, I always ask the kids what they want to do for their birthdays. This year, Valentina's into Barbie. And, you know, although I don't understand, because really, she's got Barbies, but they're all naked. I'm not really sure what to say about that. But, you know, she loves Barbies. Barbies are life.
Okay, Valentina. Okay, so walk in. Let's try this from the top. You're going to walk in. All right. Now tell us about an influential American painter.
Mark Rothko was an American artist known for his large-scale abstract paintings. Born in Russia, Rothko immigrated with his family to the United States in 1910.
Okay. Save it for the big show.
What does every little lady do when they enter the old birthday party? A cartwheel. Very good. Very good. Hey, why doesn't this Barbie have a head? Could we get some clothes and heads for these Barbies? She's kids.
This is very reminiscent of Henri Matisse, who was a French artist known for his vibrant, colorful paintings and cutout collages. Born in northern France, Matisse studied law before his decided to...
Okay, sweetheart. Come on, hold on. Save it for the big party.
Yeah, this ain't no backyard barbecue. This is a production. Because a lot of my childhood memories are not amazing. Because my parents got a divorce. And for me, over-the-top parties are what my babies will remember.
Also, I was raised on Staten Island, so most of my birthdays were visiting the dump. So then...
the best birthday I could remember is my parents took me on a trash barge and called it Carnival Cruise.
We played a game where we pretended the big worms in Dune were going to eat us up, so we had to run off the biggest mound. One year, we actually got to go to the Staten Island Zoo. One year, we actually went to Staten Island Zoo and looked at all the dead animals. That was fun. And then one year, we actually watched them bring the dead animals to the Staten Island dump. It was actually it was an interesting mix of words. And one year, we just went to Blockbuster Video. It had nothing to do with either of those things. Which was next to the dump.
Oh, so the kids get out of there. Well, first she's like, the little one runs off. Valentina runs off. And then she's like, oh my God, I can't even take this. So she opens the fridge and she pulls out a bottle of champagne. And her son goes, is that wine? Because it's like 10 in the morning or whatever. She's like, no, it's champagne.
Yeah. And then she's like, so what friends are coming to your party? And then Valentina's like, Ethan and Austin. And she goes, two boys? Someone says two boys. And
yeah, she's like, what boys are coming to your party? She's like, those are all my boyfriends.
Nate's like, there's no boyfriends. No, no boyfriends. She goes, boyfriend, 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 boyfriend.
And so she runs off, and Nate's like, so you wanted our kids to have your personality. How do you feel now that they do? So she's like, all right, we're pretty much set, all set for the party. Balloons, cake, your outfit, guest lights. I also invited Tree and Louie, then Jen Aiden, and also Rachel and her daughter Gia. But, you know, Jen and Rachel got into it at Teresa's house, and we're actually going to be together for Festless Party, so God help us.
And in case you guys, when she said Festless Parties, in case it, you weren't convinced that there was a party by Jen Fessler. We then see Jennifer Fessler on the phone saying, I'm going to invite everyone over for brunch on Friday. And it's gonna be sort of like a Southern theme, like the South, you know? Because nothing says the South like Jennifer Fessler.
Nothing says making peace like Jennifer Fessler.
Nothing says Dixieland like Jennifer Fessler.
Look at my face. She totally makes this face. She has, like, crazy eyes. She, like, opens her eyes real big like a Disney villain and, like, shows her teeth while she smiles. Jennifer Fessler's a little creepy. I'm not gonna lie. She's a little terrifying.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I'm liking her, but I wouldn't fuck with her. I'm gonna say that right now as a warning to everybody on this show. Don't mess with her. She'll ruin your life.
But what I do is I do walk around my home and I go, out of nowhere, Jennifer Fessler.
Fessler.
Jennifer Fessler.
I love that we've got a Fessler and a Fuda.
A Fessler and a Fuda and two different Jennifers. It's a lot.
You're so, a Fuda? I'm a foodie. My name is Fessler.
Fessler. Fessler. Fessler and Fuda, a new podcast.
So then we go to Rachel's house and she's gathering all the family in the kitchen. And
yes, I love this.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, how's everything going? What'd you do last night? And Jaden's like, yeah, well, last year me and my friends went to the show and we had a speaker going. And she goes, oh, yeah? Is that when you drank the vodka?
She goes, let me tell you something. It doesn't come much sharper than me when it comes to that, okay? It doesn't come much sharper than me. And then she tells us, of course I partied on the Jersey Shore. Okay, I loved the Guidette I once was. I was fist pumping. I was drinking all day. I was getting humped on the swings at the carnival. You know, all the things. Wearing cheetah, leopard, whatever you wanted. Have you ever been on the scrambler? A scrambler that's actually in leopard print? A leopard print scrambler? That's what I did all night long.
Get my leopard skirt pulled above my head by a guy named Joey or Frank? That's what you do. It's the shore. Right? But I don't need a 15-year-old on the Jersey Shore getting drunk. No, no, no. So then her parents start coming. And her grandmother. Like, she brings everybody in.
Yes.
So... she's like, yeah, you know, I was raised in a very warm, loving, caring home, okay? My parents would put me and my brother up as bowling pins, and they'd just roll trash cans at us and yell strike at each other. It's very fun.
The grandma's my favorite, of course, as grandmas usually are on the show, because she gets out of the car and she goes, oh my God, it's so windy here. Oh my God. And so we meet, there's Artie, Rachel's father, Anna.
She's like, the weather. What, are you going to pay for my coif with this weather?
So
no,
windy
I
got to
redo my coif. I got to redo it.
So windy outside. What's going on? It's so windy. You got to put on the wind when I come to town. Can't you tell someone to turn the wind off at the Jersey Shore? I come all the way down here for this, for the wind.
This you call fancy, the wind?
The wind beneath my wings, more like the wind beneath my hair. I don't need it here.
Mm. And then her mom, she's like, her mom is named Lisa, and she's played by Penny Marshall. Okay. And so she's like, hi, honey.
Thanks for having us over.
And she's like, my mom is your typical Jewish mother. Overbearing, tries to insert when she feels she needs to be inserted. My personality type, though, it's type A. And that comes from my father.
And then the grandma's still going on about how windy it is. And she's like, and my grandmother has no filter. And grandma goes, you've been good? I haven't seen you. You know what you do? You push a button and you pick up the phone. You say, hi, Nana. That's how you do it. That's how you use a phone. You don't know how to use it. So wrong that you can't use a phone?
She's like, Jaden's starting football season. Did he tell you, Nana? And she's like,
I won't even stand by him because he's so tall. Like, I'm a whole, what the heck is this? She goes, yeah, you see my grandma? She doesn't give a single shit, this woman. Listen to that talk, calling a grandson tall like that. Have you ever heard it before?
Have you ever seen a grandmother who's like, I feel like I'm standing in a hole next to my grandson? She tells it like it is, and she adds a hole to the story, too. You know, you talk about plot holes. She actually has literal plot holes.
I'm in a hole. I'm in a hole, and I need to get my coif done.
Yep. So, all right, baby Jessica, we'll call you a hairdresser, all right?
She doesn't give a single fuck, this woman. Okay, she'll say you're tall, okay? You know what her excuse is? I'm old. That's what she says. So then Rachel's brother Eric shows up, and she's like, you know, we've always had a good relationship, aside from when I used to beat the living shit out of him when we were really into wrestling, you know? A lot of trauma there, but, you know, that's what happens. Good-hearted person. Pussy. Big pussy, but a good-hearted
huge
person.
Huge pussy, but good-hearted. Calling it now, it's the new Vito and Lauren, the brother and his wife. Vito and Lauren. Look closely. I was like, oh, my God. Wow. They're just, like, casting for new Vito and Lauren. Okay. Yeah. They're like, can we get Vito and Lauren, but with the personality? Like, oh, so nice. Aww. Return. So Rachel's like, we need a bigger table because we're going to have a bigger family because we're thinking of having another one. Right, Fuda? And he's like, I don't know. Do we need another? She's like, oh, come on. John and Jaden have such a special relationship. They've been through so much. John has sole custody because his mom has stuff to work out or what up, drugs. So there's, you know, this side of John that wants to protect him a bit, which I totally understand. It's like, yeah. This is like when you meet somebody and they tell you too much too soon, you know, except it's encapsulated into a scene.
Exactly. So then Lisa's like, so how is Teresa's housewoman? And Rachel says, this one woman, Jennifer Aiden, she said I had a shit nose job. And Lisa's like, I can't even believe that someone would say that. Who would do that?
I can't believe it. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, she's trash on the inside, so I don't even fucking care. She's like a dead person on the inside, motherfucker. And the mom's like, how did it end then? She's like screaming, calling me a fucking idiot. Can you believe that shit?
Nona
I love how she's telling someone no class. The kids are just sitting there looking at her. She's like, yeah, fuck that slut, huh?
She's like, yeah, she called me an idiot. And then Nona goes, don't ever use that word in front of me. And Lisa goes, idiot? She goes, McGinney. She goes, no, idiot. No. She said idiot, not Guinea. Oh. I need a hearing aid. You know, they said I got a prescription. I need a hearing aid.
Yeah, I thought she said Guinea. Richard goes, oh, God. Okay, but fucking idiot's okay, I guess. This woman, no shits to give. Okay?
No shits. So now we go to Melissa and Antonia. So... time old Bravo tradition, learning how to drive. You know, it's classic.
Oh, my God.
So Antonia has to learn how to drive. And what better way to teach your child how to drive safely than to load them into a Mack truck of a Cadillac Escalade and send them down a crowded suburban street? It's called Honda Civic for crying out loud.
That's what parents do. And my sister has two daughters, and this is, she did not, I was like, please do not get her a huge truck. She's like, no, I want her to, because if she gets in an accident, I want her to be protected. I'm like, what about the fucking people she hits? She could kill 20 families in one of these cars, you know?
What about the five lanes she'll be driving across as she tries to figure out how to, you know, operate a spaceship, okay?
Yeah.
It's called, like, start them on, like, you know, we got you got training wheels for bicycles, so start them on a training wheel for a car, a Honda Civic, a Subaru Impreza.
Come on, guys. Yeah, make an effort
one of those here. One of those red Fisher-Price things with the yellow tops that you just sort of use your feet with. Come on, don't start with an Escalade. I can't even drive an Escalade. I'm, like, too scared to drive an Escalade.
And, you know, some parents, like, when they teach you to drive, they're like, okay, here's how to parallel park. This is really important to know because sometimes you have to street park even when you drive an Escalade, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they teach you that stuff. And then Melissa's like, you know what's really important? Getting through a Starbucks drive-thru with the car this big. Let's start there.
Yeah, let's take this giant car into a narrow alley with cement walls. Good luck.
Oh, my God. I still hate drive-thru driving. It's so hard. I'm like, I'm gonna hit this, you know, and then you do the inevitable, like, I have to get closer to the window because I don't want them to have to reach out too far, and then they put so the scary. Two pylons right in front of the window, and you just see all the scrapes on it from the other cars. It just seems so sadistic.
You know what's the worst? Have you ever gone to that drive-through in LA in West Hollywood, that McDonald's that's on Sunset and Crescent Heights, where there's like that tunnel, and it's just like It's like some sadistic Squid Game. It's like, get through that tunnel, get to the drive-thru without scratching your car, and you can remain alive. I mean, it's like, it is the scariest drive-thru. This
it's just the weirdest
tunnel.
Underground tunnel thing. It is bizarre. It really, and that's... And that's actually my favorite McDonald's, because that's the one that you can see from the windows of the Crunch Fitness from all of the workout elliptical trainers. You're doing the elliptical and you're staring right at a McDonald's. Fucking come on.
Seriously. Now that anyone who wants to really have an adrenaline surge while they're visiting LA, I encourage you to go to that McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
In the aftermath of a shocking crime, people always ask why. Why would someone do something like that? What could possibly push them to commit such a horrible act? Was it money? Revenge? What makes people like that tick? I'm Candace DeLong, host of the podcast Killer Psyche, where I explain the thoughts, motivation, and behaviors of the most violent figures in history. You may think you know these cases, but trust me, you do not. Using my decades of experience as an FBI agent and criminal profiler, I dig deeper into the twisted psychology of why. Many of the cases covered on Killer Psyche, I actually worked on. Like the serial killer Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and Dennis Rader, also known as BTK. Follow Killer Psyche wherever you get your podcast. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So this is the standard basic mom teach, because it's always the basic people who do it, right? It's never someone interesting and fun. It's like Melissa. It's Kyle Richards. It's who else have we seen do this?
No one from Roni. I feel like we deserved a Ramona and Avery scene or a Luann.
Well, that would not have been a basic. No, I feel like if it were Roni, it would have been Alex, you know, or someone like that. Like City Bar Shop.
If it were on Roni, I could just imagine Victoria learning to drive and Countess Luann just like smoking a cigarette in the passenger seat, just not paying attention. Would you believe it? The things your father said to me. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, here I am, a wonderful mother. I make tacos on Tuesday occasionally. And what does he do? Nothing. And the car's like just up on the side of the road as Victoria's like driving through bushes and Luann's just looking out the window, talking about herself.
Yeah, so when they give you the teaching your kid how to drive scene, you know you're basic, okay? So it's Melissa. So she's like, oh, my God, look at us. Okay, I want a grande iced white chocolate mocha. And I don't know why that bothered me. I think it's just Melissa. Melissa bothers me. That's it. I admit it, okay?
And did you notice that they asked her what her name? And can we have a name for the order? She goes, Julia.
Julia. Yeah. And then Antonia rolls her eyes because, you know, Melissa is on display, guys. Okay. She doesn't want the Starbucks workers going crazy for her.
Don't want the Starbucks workers to know that Melissa Gorga is there. So instead, use the name of the last remaining A-list female movie star, Julia Roberts.
So Melissa's like, okay, now we need to have a very serious conversation. You know, I went to Tree's party and squeezed out some air tears in the bathroom, and Daddy didn't come with me. And I know you see Instagram. What goes on with Daddy and his sister has nothing to do with you, and I don't want you to hold a grudge over Zia Teresa. Okay, we got that all on camera. I'm here for the children.
She goes, Joe and I always said no matter what happens with the adults, we'd keep the kids out of it. Unless they were useful props for us. So then Antonio's like, well, we don't get involved in your guys' stuff. Like, we don't like, we don't talk about it. Like, it's like nothing. We don't, we just think, we do what we always do in this family. Avoid the real issues. Oh, good, good. I'm so glad to hear you say that. You know,
and make out when no one's around.
And that too. So Melissa's like, she doesn't want them to be like, my mom's the best. My mom's the best, because that's what I get, you know? And I don't want that. I don't want to do that to my children. Make them little minions of me and Joe.
So she's like, and also you got to be close to your brothers forever, because without family, you're nothing. Family is everything. Says every fucking family that treats each other like shit and breaks up and refuses. Yeah. Every family is like that. Who speaks just remember, like this.
Family is everything. And that means your brothers. That means your father. That means your mother. That means your aunts. That means that other aunt that we've never met, but we think may be out there based off of nothing. All of them.
So Melania and Tree are in the city. Melania Tree in the city. And they're, Melania's like, I love this city. She's like, yeah.
I run this city. She goes into a bodega and sits in the salad bar.
I love this city.
We run this city tonight.
Teresa looks like a cinnamon Pop-Tart that has just been left in the toaster. Teresa,
it's like a French
what are you doing to yourself? You look crazy. Please stop. So she looks terrifying. And so there is a bridal store. And the very excited brides salespeople. Well, they don't sell brides, but the bridal gown salespeople. Might. They could.
They sell. They're like, would you like a bride? But that impinges on human trafficking, which is not funny at all. So we go,
not hilarious.
Not hilarious. Because like, we know someone could be like, how could you make a joke about that in the middle of your Jersey recap? So
Teresa's like, my first wedding was Shakespeare in Love theme because that movie was out at the time.
I didn't know it was that recent. I mean, Jesus, looking at you, I'd have thought you'd have based it on Goonies. Okay, Goonies playing in the theater.
I thought it was based off like a Kit Kat commercial.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a piece of that Kit Kat. But I was so stressed out doing everything for that wedding, putting toothpicks through all the tiny wieners, toasting all the toastesses, you know, stealing all the flowers from the front of the library. It was hard, but now I got help. So
I love the idea of Gwyneth Paltrow learning that her Oscar-winning role was the basis of Teresa Giudice's first wedding to Juicy Joe Giudice. Like, she's like, oh.
I love that part in Shakespeare in Love when Gwyneth pulls out like a stack of cash to pay for a couch.
Yeah, I love that. I loved that part in Shakespeare in Love when one of the actors just went up to Judi Dench and flipped her table over.
I love when Gwyneth almost murdered someone for saying pay attention. So good.
I loved the part in Shakespeare in Love when Judi Dench walked up to Ben Affleck and said, "You're my father. You're my father."
So I just keep writing her tan. I'm not saying anything about the tan. My notes just say over and over again, her tan. Yeah. So then Teresa's like, yeah, well, I already picked out my wedding dress, but I want it to be a surprise. And, like, I want everyone to, like, gasp, like, ha, like that.
Yeah, I want everyone to gasp because this year's theme is Titanic. So it's like a tribute to the end of that movie. So Teresa.
I want everybody to be drowned in it by the end.
Yeah, wait, if Shakespeare in Love was the movie that was out, like, what was the movie? Was it like Top Gun Maverick for 2022? Is that what her inspiration is?
Okay, everyone, we're gonna fly some planes and then we're gonna drop a bomb somewhere and then the movie's gonna be over.
It's like Avatar 2, the way of the waters.
Way of the waters. Everyone's gonna be dressed in blue.
She's just trying to get her hair as tall as an actual avatar.
My inspiration this year is a similar, surprisingly art house movie, Nomadland.
Everyone just shows up in vans.
Everything everywhere is all at once today.
Just multiple Teresas.
It actually could be the Screaming Banshees of whatever it is. Because
that is, you know, that my friend was talking to me about that this morning. Isn't that just a show about people who decide to stop being, a movie about people who stop being friends?
No, I don't know what it's about. I just mean Screaming Banshees could be the name of this show, you know?
Banshees. See, I'm all for, like, you know what? I'm not for that movie because I'm for women, so I would never say Banshees. I would say Banhees.
So
it's Women's History Month.
Because she's already picked out her wedding dress but wants it to be a secret, she's still going to go to the wedding dress store but put on another wedding dress. I'm guessing this is the reception dress. And it's see-through. And it's real cute, actually. It's real pretty and tacky as hell, you know, because it's Teresa. Yeah. And so then the gray gay comes. And he's like, hey! And like, oh my God, ain't me handsome?
Yeah. Because I think this is ultimately, is it a veil fitting, maybe?
It's a veil. It's like the veil train. I think it's like the veil train that, like, yeah. I think it was like three blocks long once it actually gets done. But
like,
he's like, I know you wanted it to say love, love, love. So I've got three different drawings that say love, love, love.
Okay, and here's my spices and everything. It's like, oh, Teresa, you didn't have to bring seasoning. This is for your veil, not for veal. We're not going to be giving you some veal right now.
Oh, okay.
She goes, oh, and you know what? It doesn't have to be blah, 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 because I came up with another word right now. You ready? All that. Meatballs and spazzoli. All right.
Boobies. But she actually wants to use an Italian saying that I'm going to butcher siempre andiamo or something like that, which means always together, and it's on her parents' mausoleum, which is really sweet. And so Milana is like, oh, don't make me cry. So then Teresa's getting emotional, and then she's like, can you believe that mommy's getting married? It's like, I'm sure she can, because it's all you've talked about for
2 years.
2 years.
Like, literally every day.
Literally.
Neither can I.
And they're like, yeah, Ma. And she's like, yeah, I guess Melania's like, it really does feel like you've been with him for a long time, Ma. She's like, yeah, out of all of my daughters, Melania took it the hardest when Joe left, but Melania's definitely shining. Like, she's happy. She's excelling in school. It's a testament about how Louis rubbing one off on her.
Did I say that wrong?
I don't know why I said that. So then Teresa's like, yeah, we've been together 2 years. Can you believe it? My parents were together for 2 months.
Yeah, and then Gia's like impersonating her or something. And Teresa's like, hey, so did you guys talk to Zia Slut? I'm sorry, I meant Zia Melissa the other night? And Gia's like,
did any of you climb far enough up the pool to get to talk to your aunt?
Gia's like, yeah, I just kind of said hi and bye. That's it. And she goes, oh, that makes me sad that you had to talk to her. And Milana's like, hello, it's been like a year since I've seen them.
And the producer asked Gia when the last time is she felt united with her family. And she's like, right before Louis. Like, we were like at the Straw House all the time. I don't know what changed. Really, Gia? You don't?
Literally.
You just said it. Everything was fine before Louis.
It's like saying, yeah, we used to have this beautiful house right before this earthquake, but I don't know what changed. not to be insensitive to earthquake people, but like either way.
Or Louis metaphor. Survivors, you know what I mean? Because yes. Neither can be easy. But Melania's like,
Ma, he should be walking you down the aisle. And she
is like, well, she was like 2 seconds from asking him, and now we don't even know if they're even coming. And she's like, I think he's coming, but, blink, 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 blink.
And Milana goes, if he doesn't come to your wedding, then it's wrapped. It's over with. Never speaking to you again. So, that's, guess we know where that's going to go. So yeah. Now
but I like how they just did these two scenes right in a row. It's like the mom telling the kid, this is not about you. And then the mom being like,
yes.
So you see slut face up on.
Yeah, that was intentional. I was thinking that too. Like, that was not by accident. That was a compare and contrast.
And so, it really is just because, you know, Melissa, I feel like I feel like Melissa's probably, if she has to say something to the kids, like, none of this is about you, obviously they're talking about it in front of the kids too, but Melissa's just smarter. She knows to not be like, I'm gonna pretend like I'm not bringing the kids to this on TV. And then Teresa every single time's like, oh my God, how many ones did Melissa have in an ass crack? Anybody count?
So now we go to a restaurant. It may have been Rails. It sort of looked like Rails. Jennifer Aiden meets up with Melissa. And she's like, hey, baby, guess what? I graduated from a beat to a booty. Ha! And she's like, I never thought I'd say this, but Melissa and I are good, finally. I'm like, actually excited to maybe start a friendship, baby.
This is going to end in disaster.
No,
okay?
It's never going to last.
So cheers, Melissa. It's been like 5 years. Finally, I get to go to lunch with Melissa.
And Melissa's like, yeah, that's a really long time not to like someone. She goes, I never did not like you. We just had some friction. And then we see a clip of them fighting and Jennifer breaking the glass on the table and trying to use it as a shank.
It's a really impressive montage. Like, it's a very violent montage. I feel like I never think of Melissa being like in a lot of fights, but actually she's been in a lot of really aggressive fights with Jennifer. Like, they really go at it, like a lot of stomping and breaking glass and things being thrown, like metal things and glass things, like hard surfaces, hard textures, you know.
And so, then Jennifer always breaks everything down into such a crazy log line. She goes,
it's not that I didn't like you, I just didn't think you wanted to have a baby.
Yeah. So she's like the early drafts of Jessica Rabbit, you know, where it's like, I'm not bad, I'm just drawn this way. It was like, what would be a good line for Jessica Rabbit? How about, I'm not bad, I just didn't think you wanted to have a baby. No, it's not that I didn't like you, it's just that we had a little bit of friction. No, it's not working.
And she's like, well, you know, speaking of babies, Bill would have had more, but he doesn't really help me anyway as far as being a co-parent. We don't fight about the affair anymore anyway. We fight about the kids, that's why. Because it's like, he's my boss, and I'm in charge of the kids. And if he doesn't do like the job I'm doing, that's my fault. And then when I called Jen Fessler, it was to take her expertise about marriage counseling.
I was like, well, my God, Jen, like, Jesus Christ, calm it down. Melissa barely likes you. I can't believe she's still sitting here. And she immediately just starts shit-talking everyone, you know, even her husband, who kind of deserves it.
Yeah, and then she goes, you know, really in that conversation with Jennifer Fessler, we'd gotten on to Margaret, but like with Margaret, she always has an issue with me. I don't know why, mister. So Melissa's like, well, I don't think that she gives you as much of a pass as she gives everyone else. And Jen's like,
I mean, don't preach that you're holier than thou, and then like you're so evolved, but you got through friends like water.
And Melissa's like, what? Like, what do you mean friends like water? She goes,
Laura, Siggy, Daniela.
I'm like, I don't know if Marge doesn't go through friends like water. She just picks shitty friends, I think.
And you also can't count. You can count Laura, right? Because that was her legit friend. Siggy, you can't count. They didn't really know each other. That was ridiculous. And she honestly hated Siggy for good reasons immediately when she found out who Siggy's ass was. And then Danielle, stop. Really? You're going to hold Danielle stop against someone? That was her trying to be nice to a crazy person like she's trying to do with you. And that's a mistake she's making.
And at least
she's
Margaret has friends to lose.
She's making a mistake of thinking that people can change. You know?
And Margaret has friends to lose, by the way. Jennifer, she came into the show with no friends. She has like... She became friends with Teresa, and then she just has ridden Teresa's coattail. She's, like, protected by Teresa. But Jennifer had no friends coming into the show. She's never once been like, oh, here's my best friend from so-and-so. She would see her sister, see her brother, love the brother. Sister's fine, you know? But, it's like, you gotta make friends to lose friends, okay? Cameron Huger style.
Yeah. So Jen's like, yeah, you superior being, she had no friends, it's a pattern. And Melissa's like, I don't know about that. She's like,
yes, you do. Listen, when I was talking to that girl, Laura, she said that Margaret encourages you to leave Joe.
And then we get, like, now no. we start, we get the little guy on the machine going crazy.
So yeah, they're like, you're up. You're up, Fritz. So then Jen, so Melissa's like, no, she doesn't. And Jennifer goes, so this isn't true. Margaret never said you should be with a ball player. Like, what? She, why does she talk like she's from, like on the waterfront or something like that? She's
like, that's she, that's what I'm saying. That's her all this.
She said you gotta go with a ball player, okay?
She really does. She talks like she's in, like, a 30s gangster movie all the time. It cracks me up.
Yeah, she said she should be with a ball player.
And Melissa's like, well, she said the word ball player. And I told Joe that. And she goes, but it was when we were going through a bad time. And then we see that clip of them in the van fighting because Melissa walked out.
To the van like, first. Well,
yeah, Melissa walked in the van without Joe, and she also wanted a job. And Joe's like, you don't even care about me. You're out there doing, like, these red carpets. Like, I don't even matter anymore. Like, I mean, come on. You know how many times I've had to come on my own hand this week? It's ridiculous.
And she's like, yeah, we were arguing a lot. And that was, like, you know, that was not, like, that was just, like, my girlfriend trying to flatter me and saying, like, you know, you can stand on your own no matter what happens. And Jennifer's like, what kind of friend encourages you to break up with your husband by going to Necker Bar Player somewhere? Who's going to say that, baby?
So stupid. She goes, no, she never encouraged it. She goes, come on. You need to be careful with her. She could be dangerous. Like, you're literally going from person to person on this cast to tell them that Marge is dangerous. You're so transparent, but also kind of hilarious at this point. I really like that it's just, they just throw Jen in with everybody. It's like, all right, shameless. You have to shoot with Jen today, whether you like it or not, you know, just to see how they all deal with it.
Yeah. She's hilarious. So now we go to Jennifer Fesler's house, and she's very stressed. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm doing a Margaret voice, but Jennifer Fesler's down here. Margaret's up here. Jennifer Fesler's down here. And I'm not good with anything domestic. I'm not a good cook. I'm not a good decorator. That's just shit I pay for.
I pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. I gotta show my teeth. I pay for it. But I feel like every party I've been to with these women has been filled with venom. Okay, so I'm hoping that they come to my house, the house that Jeff Fesler built, and realize that parties are about eating and drinking and laughing. I'm like, well, that's not what reality TV is about, Jennifer Fesler, so you better get with the program quickly.
Well, all the new cast are doing that, as if they haven't watched every episode of this show and had to audition for months and months and months. They're like, yeah. Women fighting? Oh, this is just I can't take this. So then Marge arrives, of course, and she's like, oh my God, it's me, Marge. Oh my God, my cooch is going to be out. I'm showing my cooch camera person. Oh my God. So she comes out and
Marge, you look adorable. You look adorable right now with that cast that's sure to be coming off probably the next day or so, right?
Every single person that comes in, Fesler's like, look at you. You're so cute. Look how adorable you are. You are the cutest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Is this a dress you're wearing? I have never in my life. Look at him. He's licking his wiener.
I can't. Looking at your dress. It's annoying how cute he is. She's going to start throwing koosh balls at people. She's basically turning into the Rosie O'Donnell show. So
I was just thinking about her earlier because I said that girl's mom looks like Penny Marshall, and Rosie O'Donnell used to do Sanching and Penny Marshall, and yeah, I was thinking about Rosie, and here it ball is players. You just brought it up again.
Yeah,
crazy.
Well, you know who else brought it up?
Margaret brought it up. She's talking about you with ball players. Okay, ball players used to be my playground.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So so Margaret's like, guess what? I have to have surgery. And then, yeah, rolled a flashback at the hot doctor. So the hot doctor's like, well, this is in the surgical realm. Oh, it's in the surgical realm? Okay, how about this? Can you surgically remove the whale that has brought all this terrible stuff into my life right now? I mean, seriously, that was for you, Joan. Call back to the whale, Vineyard Vines.
She's like, I am beyond devastated. He said, you can keep the cast on and it'll grow out deformed, or you go into surgery. Now listen, I go into the knife to look more glamorous, okay? And this is not one of those times, which is why I'm getting a 22-year-old hand attached and possibly a tiny little boob job on the hand. So it's going to be two tiny little boobs on there. It's going to look gorgeous.
So here's the plan. I'm going to have Joan Rivers' arm surgically attached to my arms, so that she'll always be with me forever. Okay, that was just a joke. It was for you, Joan. It was literally a bit of you on me for you. Okay, get it. It's a joke. All right. Hey, your home is so nice. It's like the Hamptons here. Okay, this is beautiful. I love it. Do you realize you're bringing a bunch of shit boxes into this place? It's too gorgeous for us. Okay, what are you doing with this? This is ridiculous, Jennifer Fesler.
So Melissa comes in, and Fesler's like, Melissa,
What are you wearing? You look adorable. I have never, has anybody seen anyone as gorgeous as Melissa right here, right now. Am I right? She always looks over her shoulder like she's talking to somebody, but nobody's there. She's a weirdo. And Mel's like, oh, yeah, well, guess what? I had a really nice bottle of champagne to bring you, but I left it on my counter. And Bezzer's like, oh, okay, go back. Go back.
We can listen. This isn't a live show. We can start it from the top. Go back and get it. Okay.
Go back.
All right. Yeah. All right. You know, listen, we're going to have a comfortable brunch as opposed to the uncomfortable housewarming that was happening at Teresa's house. And you know what? And I don't like that Jennifer was going after you, Marge, because she's been, but I have to say though, she's been nothing but nice to me so far, at least so far, you know? Because you know, before she called me and asked me to trash my dear friend, I was really enjoying getting to know Jennifer Aiden. And at this point, she hasn't slept with my husband, Jeff Fessler, and I'm ready to give her another chance.
So Melissa's like, well, I did go to lunch with Jennifer, and she said, Margaret, that she thinks you're picking on her and that I have to watch my back with you. And Fessler's like, oh, you have to watch your back with Margaret? With Margaret? She's like, yeah. And Margaret's like, you know what? What is she even talking about? She goes, yeah, she said that you are telling people that I should leave Joe for a ball player. And she goes, ah, I said, do you remember what I said to you? I said that if J-Lo could be with A-Rod, then you could be with God knows who. I mean, how many times did I say that? So for her to twist these things, like I'm saying bad things. And by the way, if I was around Bill when he was sticking his dick into someone else, I would have said to her, leave that fucking guy, take all of his money, and be with somebody else. You know why? Because that's what real friends do. Okay.
Agreed. Agreed, but also hilarious that Margaret's metaphor is like, well, if J-Lo can get A-Rod, then you can definitely get anyone. As if like J-Lo is a piece of shit, like some garbage. Like it's like, oh, well, if someone as ugly and as uninteresting as J-Lo could land a baseball player, imagine well, who babe, you could get Melissa.
She I'm has like, to J-Lo. Sign her name. Melissa has to sign her name Julia on cup so people don't come swarm her car. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a funny an analogy.
What? Please, sir, well,
she's trying to lift your friend up, you know? She's like, yeah. If J-Lo can do it, so can you. Be free. But also, I don't think it's you always tell your friends to just get a divorce. That's like last resort. I think she's just trying to build her up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. She's just saying, like, listen, he should know what like he's got because you could get anyone right now, and he should be so lucky to have you. That's all it was.
Yeah, so you could get A-Rod, you know, which is now going to forever. And Jennifer's going to say it so many times. I guarantee you online people are going to say, Margaret told Melissa that she should leave Joe for a ball player.
A ball player. She could go with a ball player. So then Fessler's like, listen, I feel like you can't fight if there's fried chicken and waffles, especially the kind that's provided to you by a Jewish lady from the north. So then Rachel Fuda arrives and Fessler sees her, goes, I can't. Welcome to the Fessler show. Our next guest is a skinny girl with black hair who has married to a man with a strange beard. Please welcome Rachel Fessler. I can't. Rachel.
Anybody. Fuda. I have a question for anybody who's listening. Has anyone ever seen anybody as cute as Rachel? Rachel Fuda? Unbelievable.
Get your cute face in here. Get that. You're adorable. I can't. I'm actually annoyed by you right now because you're so adorable. Get in here.
So then Dolores comes. You know, people start arriving. Danielle comes and she's not out with the ladies yet. And Rachel's like, you know, I'm going to Valentina's birthday, but I don't think everyone's invited. And Marge is like, you know, I understand that. You know, what are you going to do? But listen, she's not like her Instagram. And I'll say, that's a good thing. Because when I looked at her Instagram, I said, oi, you know what? A ball player would not want her. There, I said it. That's it. And then we see her Instagram, and it really is cringe. It's like pure cringe.
It's bad. And so Danielle comes to the table and she's like, hi, everyone. So oh my God, I got this party coming up, rehearsing for Valentina's entrance. So I shoot a cannon off behind her. It's hilarious. It's an actual cannon with a cannonball. So I have to aim it, make sure it goes right through the skylight. Otherwise, I got to pay extra money, okay? It's going to be great.
And they've just all been talking about how extra she is. So they're like, oh, wow. She goes, why are you all looking at me like, ugh. Like, this is how we do things, all right? I shoot off a cannon. That's just how we do it. And Melissa's like, yeah, well, I see you on Instagram telling your daughter to sing. It's almost like you're a little stage mom. It's so They don't like Amazing. Her. I don't think anyone likes her. Yeah. And Danielle's like, a little stage mom. A little. I'm a big stage mom. That's what I am. So then Jackie comes in with new hair, and there's like dramatic music.
Yeah.
Because like she's the only seats left are down by Danielle. And so she's like, I guess I'll sit down there. And Danielle goes, well, I'd say sit by me, girl, but I don't want you to have to be in the sun. And Jackie goes, oh, yes, you're right. Thank you. I can go down there and sit in the sun by you, right, Jennifer Fessler? Great.
And Danielle's like, thank you, son, so much. So Melissa's asking Danielle if she's talked to her brother yet. Danielle's like, no, it's been 2 years. So Rachel's like, so what happened? And she's like, well, I had blocked him on social media because he was making fun of me. And he lost his mind. And he said, I want you at the wedding. And then that was it. Nothing else happened. And there was nothing had to do with the fact that I was trying to insert myself into their wedding planning. And I called his wife a bitch. Nothing about that.
She just leaves that all out. And Rachel's like, I mean, I think it's a little sketchy that something so silly would break up a family. And Dolores is like, is this the new generation? What rips a family apart is Instagram. Dolores just disgusted. Here's the problem with Instagram. Nobody rides anywhere with anybody else. So you don't know who to leave with.
Here's the problem with Instagram. You get on it and you sit down on your sofa. You don't even walk from the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen. You just stay where you are. You don't learn things that way. So Danielle's like, you know what? At a certain point, you just have to block, you know? You just have to block you and, you know, you're hot and you got to focus on other stuff. That's what you got to do. I'm like, probably not worth it to do that, but okay, you do you. So then Teresa arrives and we get Fessler again. I mean, the cutest thing I have literally ever seen. I don't even know why there's a Paris Fashion Week when we just have the doorway to my home and you walking through it.
So Teresa, you know, yeah, she's like, hey. And Fessler's like, okay, you know what, Teresa, we can all move down so you're not in the sun. I don't want such a gorgeous human being to have to sit in the sun. Am I right? Have you seen anybody this gorgeous? I don't want the sun touching the skin. You look 20. You look 20, by the way. Sun, can we get the sun removed? Remove that.
She's like, no, it's okay. I like being in the sun. So,
we know.
It's the sun. It's what sizzle tans are made of.
We know you look like Oberto beef jerky these days. So Melissa asks Dolores, like, what's going on in terms of, like how's she doing? Like, where is she with Jennifer Aiden these days? And Dolores is like, you know what? I don't know what to say anymore. I just want peace. I don't want to fight. I'm very concerned about Instagram now. That's what I'm worried about, really.
And they're like, so how about you, Rachel? She goes, well, the last time I saw Jennifer, she was screaming in my face and calling me an idiot. I mean, she was trying to sway me to be a friend. And Marge goes, oh, and then she had lunch with Melissa and talked about me the whole time. So that's what you're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. And Melissa's like, well, yeah, she was trying to warn me that Margaret's not my friend. She goes, you think things are done? Things are never done with her. Never done. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, sometimes people need a little bit more time to get over things. Like, for me, I need, like, never-ending time, you know?
So Margaret's like, well, she's a fucking asshole. That's what I got. She's an asshole. And so, of course, Jennifer walks in right then. They always edit it to make it look like they're just walking in right when people are talking shit. So she's like, hi, guys. Hi, babies. Hey, how's it going, everyone? They're like, hi.
I know. It just cuts to every awkward look on the ladies' faces, except Teresa, who's like, So she comes in, and Fessler's like, oh, my God, it's Jen, everybody. What a beauty. Am I right? I'm just going to keep that one short. Now that Jen is here, I want to make a toast. Okay, I just want to say thank you for coming. And Jen's like, your home is beautiful. And she's like,
Jen goes, I'm not personally one to brag, but it's not for me. You know, I don't brag, but thank you very much.
Oh, and Jacqueline goes, oh, well, have you met Jen? Because Jen will brag. Meet Jen.
Listen, I don't brag about things, baby. I just explain. You know, explaining is just I'm stating the facts. That's all.
And Margaret's like, explaining and bragging are different, you know. There's two different things, okay? And I'm serious because now I got a cast. I'm about to be deformed, okay? So I'm not taking any bullshit today.
Yeah, you're basically starting a fight with the guy from Mask. right now. Okay, so have fun with that. And Jen's like,
no, but just saying about my bathrooms that I have 16 bathrooms, it's not bragging, it's explaining.
And Marge is like, it's bragging and explaining at the same time. And Jackie's like, oh, by the way, I was just kidding. I was so glad not to be seated next to Danielle. I'm just glad that I can eat where it doesn't smell like a hamper. And Teresa's like,
I know what you was trying to say. You was trying to say if you got $40 million, you don't talk about it, right, Jen? Like Jackie down there, right?
They're all trying to get in their little digs at each other.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the whole thing, how mad they were that Jackie didn't talk about her money. So then Jen, she's like, you know, it's all perspective. You know, everyone's going to receive it differently, whether they like you or not, baby. So Margaret's like, listen, I don't think whether they like you or not, okay, it has anything to do with it. I think it's about having another perspective and not being so self-centered. She goes, it's not about being self-centered. She goes,
hey, you know what? If I can give you some advice, you would take my advice, right? And she goes, I would definitely listen, and my opinion would be swayed due to your advice. But if I'm like,
I don't actually don't know what they're even talking about anymore. Okay, but they're just here's kind of what all they're going talking at each about. Other.
Jen's saying, it's all perspective. So if someone's going to receive me differently, whether they like me or not, right? And Marge is like, no, you're self-centered. And Teresa's like, no, Jen, what she's saying is, like, since we're friends, if I tell you something, like, give you advice, you're going to take my advice. Meaning, like, but if she Margaret, you don't like her, you're going to be automatically offended by Margaret. And so Jen's like, well, I guess if your advice swayed me. And Margaret goes, okay, I understand that. But then why are you trying to change my good friend's opinions of me? And she goes, who? She's like, Melissa, you said she has to watch her back and I'm not a good friend.
That's my opinion, baby.
Okay, and then why are you talking about me after we made up? That's what I want to know. And you're talking about me to Jen Fessler. You're trash-talking me to Melissa. She goes, well, I was just telling Jen Fessler my experience, that's all. What are you going to do, get mad at everyone who leaves you a Yelp review?
You don't have to go talking about experiences all over the place. Again, you're telling me what to talk about. I can talk about whatever I want.
Well, that's why you don't have genuine relationships, only with Teresa.
Oh, really? Only with Teresa?
And then Danielle's like, well, I have a friendship with her now.
Thank you, Danielle, baby. Thank you. That's someone who would never run off with a ball player.
Oh, a genuine friendship, right? Very good. Well, I mean, it's new. Yeah, it's new. It's new. Well, I have to say, Danielle says, I have to say, you called me and you gave me a history and your thoughts, which is natural. You know, that's a natural thing to do. And Mark says, oh, it's a natural thing to do. Really? Okay, did I call you? Okay, Miss Nature Channel, Miss National Geographic, did I call you and give you a history? Did I call you? Lady with the pointy nose, did I call you? Anybody? Anybody?
Hey, Margaret, just because you didn't do it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. I think I may have gotten lost in my double negatives there.
So Jennifer Fez is like, okay, if you're talking badly about someone, you're trash-talking someone.
I was giving my perspective, a historical perspective, that's all, baby.
Okay, but that was your perspective, but Marge didn't say one bad thing about you. Never. In all the years I've known Marge, she's never told me about a girl named Jennifer. So I'm like, oh, okay. Margaret's never shit-talked Jennifer. I'm calling bullshit on that one. So Jen's like, she hasn't said one bad thing about you, Jen. And Jen goes,
well, I didn't do anything to her. She was the one that did something to me.
Don't even do that. Okay, you are not self-reflective. This is my agenda this season. You're not self-reflective. And just,
it's not comparable. Okay?
You know what? You and I have two different opinions about what happened last year.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, but we dropped last year when we decided to move forward. And you can't move forward.
I can move forward.
All right. How come every time you get into your car, you back it up into a wall? Because you can't go forward. Okay, you're a stupid slut.
Because I'm talking about history to that wall and saying, hey, wall, you ever heard of George Washington?
She doesn't need the fucking history. Okay, do you need the history of me and Jennifer? I have to tell you something, okay? You think she's going to fucking ever love you more than she loves me? You're a fucking idiot. Jennifer Fessler is mine.
And then Jennifer's, you are fine.
You're the fucking idiot.
It's my favorite Jen fight.
You are.
And so Rachel's like, I am not understanding how it got to this point. You're not? Because last week you were screaming in a backyard of a, in front of a bunch of people. You have no idea who they are. So come on.
Yeah, it was at the housewarming party for Teresa, which, as we all know, is based off of the film The Thin Red Line. So, you know, so it's like, so Jen's like, she's like,
I was extending an olive branch to someone who's new. I'm like, why do you have to extend an olive branch to someone who's new if you're not even in a fight with them?
So Margaret's like, so they're squabbling. They're going at it really bad right now, right? Because usually Marge is like, oh, fuck off, you idiot. And then it's kind of ends. But she's not backing down this time. So now they're just screaming at each other. And Marge says, let me tell you something. You don't win friendships. You don't win friendships. You don't win friendships. And Jen's screaming over. And she's going, I say what? I say who? I say when. And Marge is like, you don't win friendships by trying to turn people against each other. I say why. I say how.
So then Jen's like, I don't give a fuck about your stupid idiot. You know what? You don't have any fucking friends, you stupid fucking asshole. And she goes, yeah, but you know what? I have a family, which is something you'll never fucking know what it's like, baby.
And she goes, oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you what I have that you don't fucking have. A good marriage, you stupid bitch. <He's> like, whoa.
Boom.
They've officially broken Marge, okay?
They have. And Melissa's like, for as many times as I've seen Jennifer and Margaret fight, I am shook. That was for you, Kyle. You taught me how to use old slang. I am shook right now.
This is not on fleek. So then Melissa, I mean, when she says that and then they show the clips, I'm dying. Marge is like, oh my God, go ahead with your lips that look like a monkey's asshole. And then Jennifer's saying, well, you fuck someone, you motherfuck someone for 15 years. It's like, oh wow, this chill.
Yeah. So Jen's like, you're so fucking jealous. And Marge goes, jealous of what? Your fucking happy family? No, you encourage people to leave their husbands. Fessler goes, okay. All right, I've run out of kush balls. The show is about to come to an end for this brunch, okay?
So then she's screaming. She's like, guys, stop. Hey, I'm Jen Fessler. I said y'all looked adorable. And Jen's like, oh, leave your husband, Melissa. Leave him, Melissa. That's me being Marge. Leave him for a ball player.
Go with the ball player. And so Fessler's like, this is not Teresa's house. I actually have neighbors. Do you understand that? And Teresa goes,
yeah, I know, because I have 6 acres. How many acres do you have?
Teresa takes it like she's being attacked, which is not what happened. And she goes, not six. And she goes, right.
I was explaining. So Jen's like, you think I'm going to go sit here and let her call me stupid? The old lady in this, because the corner's going to go come at me. And Fessler's like, no. And Danielle's like, she's like telling them, like, she's like, I'll be, she's not.
It's like, you threw dirty laundry in her face. She's throwing dirty laundry in her face. I ain't telling these bitches nothing because I'll be damned if I let them talk to me like this. Okay. And Marge goes, you know what, Jennifer? You need help. And Jen goes, you need help.
You can't manage your own home life.
So I'm a super mom. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, baby?
Oish. And Rachel's like, oh my God, I'm listening to two women rip each other's assholes apart. And then Marge goes, you're nothing but a disheveled little drug addict.
It'd be one thing if you were a drug addict with a nice hair, but you're disheveled, okay? You're a disheveled little drug addict.
It's not bad enough to be a drug addict. You can't comb your hair.
You're a drug addict who got a little schmutz on their shirt, okay? Congratulations.
And the other ladies are like, God, you're being so mean. And Jen's like, oh, stop it with your driving Miss Daisy hat. And Marge goes, oh, driving Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy, you're sick.
I know, that was it. That was the line that was crossed. Really? A beautiful movie with Jessica Tandy. You're going to say my hat, like that hat, it needs to be shown reverence. That was a beautiful film. Beautiful.
Oh my gosh. You're despicable.
She believed it. She called it driving Miss Daisy. How beautiful. So Fezzer's like, I'm watching my food wilt in the sun. It's sad. So then they're like telling each other.
No, you know what's sad? That you're honestly trying to serve a cast of Real Housewives everything fried. Yeah. I've never seen anybody with the balls to do it. It's literally fried chicken, French fries, hush puppies, mac and cheese isn't technically fried, I guess. But geez, they're not touching that lady.
So then Margaret's like, okay, I'm going to go. And then Jennifer Fessler basically turns into my mom when we had a cat and the cat would try to scratch the sofa. No.
That's my mom's standard, like, anti-scratching lecture to the cat. No.
She's like, you're not leaving my house. And Marge goes, I'm doing you a favor. And Dolores is just going, calm down. And then it cuts to Dolores in the diary room, and she goes, I would rather watch these two punch each other in the face.
Yeah. So then Jennifer Fez is like, you guys are embarrassing me. Okay, you're embarrassing me. I have neighbors here. Okay, all of Tenafly is going to hear this. Okay, so Margaret, sit your ass down. Jennifer, I have to ask you to leave. I'm not doing this anymore. So then she's like,
but I didn't even ask to leave. I wanted to stay here. And she's like, well, I'm going to go too then.
Oh, so they leave. And Teresa's like, yeah, I'm going to go too then because I need more acres. And Marge is like, oh my God, I'm like literally shaking. I just can't. Jesus Christ. So then Fessler's like, okay, we're going to go inside now, ladies. We're going to go inside. I'm going to stand at the door. I want you to come in one by one. Margaret, you are the most beautiful. Has anyone seen Margaret? She's adorable. Okay, Melissa, get in here. Stripper, I would be. I mean, wouldn't you if you look like that? Perfection.
Get in here. And you know what, Margaret? She was absolutely wrong about your hat. Your hat is batteries not included, possibly cocoon. Okay, that's what I'm gonna say. It. Thank you for extending it to the prop and
Jessica
Tandy babies.
That hat is definitely cocoon the fun weeks.
I'm thinking it's either cocoon or possibly fried green tomatoes, but I think we can all agree, not driving Miss Daisy.
So, outside, of course, Tree and Jen. Teresa's calm because she's not in the fight. Teresa is like so sensible when it's not her in the fight.
I know.
It's only when she's in the fight she goes crazy. So Jen's like, she's a hater. And Tree's like, who cares? She can be whatever she wants to be, you know? And Jen's like, she is jealous. She's a jealous wench. And by the way, Jen looks gorgeous in her talking head with her long hair. She's very like soap opera, you know? Mm-hmm. She's like, I love my husband, and I love the life we've created together, and I know that bothers you so much, Margaret. I know you'd love for me to get divorced and break my home, but I don't run away at the first glimpse of unhappiness, so fuck you! Okay, Jennifer, you had me until the first glimpse of unhappiness. Her husband was abusive and locked her in closets. You know, Jennifer just always takes it like that one step where I'm like, okay, you had me for three sentences.
Yeah. So Jennifer Fessler's like, it was really nice having you. Can you all get the fuck out now? So now we go to, now it's off to Staten Island for Valentina's birthday party. Because amazingly, that fight was not the climax of the show. So we're at this Barbie party.
Big mistake. Super pink. Huge.
Huge. And Danielle's like, oh my God. I'm going to cry. This is so perfect. Nothing but hideous pink tones everywhere I go. So they're all in there and it's like cute, like Nate and Dominic. Isn't that the name of her son? Dominic? Is it Dominic? They're in like,
I don't care yet. Yeah. So they walk in, everything's pink, Barbie stuff everywhere. And she goes, oh my God, Valentina, do you like it? She goes, grr. It's like the little, grr, oh, grr. And she's like, you know, some people get off on bags of shoes. This, doing it for the children, that's what I do.
Yeah. So, so they're just like, people are showing up and everything, and Rachel shows up, and Rachel is like, she's saying how she's talking with Danielle, and she's like, wow, that brunch, that was hard to watch, mainly because there was like a lot of sun in one corner, but then other people in the shade, just like that contrast between light and dark, which is like hard on my eyes.
So they decide that they can at least fix it. Rachel can fix it with Jen, right? And now Jen and her kids come and Jen's like, oh, this is my kind of party. How many Charlottes are here? And Olivia goes up to Danielle. She goes, oh, you're the real definition of a Barbie girl.
Yeah, she does do that. And then, so then Jen, there's just like party stuff and everything. And Olivia meets Rachel and stuff. And Rachel's asking Jen how she felt about yesterday. And Jen's like, you know,
I was trying to keep my composure, baby, but everything I say gets spun around. Like with you, for instance, when I was just trying to give a little history.
And then she tells us,
you know, I have no idea why Rachel threw me under the bus. I mean, I didn't call you to talk about Dolores. I called to talk about a fucked up nose jobs, and for you to spin everything I say, it's like you're sneaky. You're a sneaky person who doesn't even want to learn the history about why Margaret's such a slut, such an awful person.
So they have a little talk. She's like, you know what? You just want to have a little talk. So they do. And Rachel's like, look, I just didn't appreciate you screaming in my face that I'm a fucking idiot. That's it. And she goes,
listen, I react. That's all I do. Off of people's actions. You perceived it as me talking shit about Dolores, but it was history. Okay? I'm going to be mad at Abraham Lincoln for stealing Betty Ford's drinks? No, you're not, because it's history. It's what happened. And I'm not still mad at it, but it doesn't mean that you don't talk about the war.
And Rachel Fuda's like...
it's like, what the fuck is she talking about?
I know. She's like, in Jennifer Aiden's mind, she makes sense. I'm like, in Rachel Fuda's mind, this doesn't make any sense. Okay? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
So she's like, listen, this is your shit with her. I'm not talking about this. She goes, okay, well, I own everything I say, and I'm doing what I need to do to move forward. And so then Tree and Louie come, and Olivia comes over with this big high pitch.
Hello, Teresa!
I know.
She is hilarious. How does she not have, like, a little bunny stole that she's wearing? She's like a big pearl necklace, you know?
She is such a ham, and she's, like, remaining a ham. Because, like, Gia used to be a ham, and then she de-hammed. But, like, Olivia is, like, full ham. And so
I love it.
Yeah.
So, so we see her talking to Rachel. Is that what you were going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Rachel's basically like, so what do you want to be when you grow up? She goes,
a therapist. A kind of therapy I want to teach is love. And if they have some problems, I want to fix them.
It's like, she's so cute.
It was really cute, like, but also not expecting.
I love children. I love them. I'm going into therapy to fix love.
It was so sweet. I thought she was going to be like, I want to be a Broadway star. No, she wants to be a therapist.
She wants to fix broken parents. Aww. So and lovely. Rachel's just like, oh my God, that is so fucking sad and adorable, Olivia. Okay. And so then Louie is asking, which, by the way, they changed the spelling of Louie's name on the show. Did you notice that?
It went from L-U-I-S to L-O-U-I-E, right? Because, like, one is his name. Teresa. And one is his name and one is his nickname, which I find to be totally redundant, but it's fine.
It's Teresa just pretending she can just keep changing names and nobody's gonna know.
It's like me saying
Judice to Judice to Judice again.
But it's like me saying my name is Ben, but you can call me Ben. And like my, it's like Ben, and then the quote is like B-E-N-N is like my nickname. It's like, it's a lateral move. Why are you going from Louis to Louis? Doesn't make sense.
Because I think he's not Italian, right? So I think his name would probably be pronounced Luis.
I was about to say, he's
yeah, he's in Jersey now, so he's Louie.
I think that's probably the answer. We figured it out.
I mean, I'm assuming that's what it is. Who knows?
That's so, what I'm gonna say next, yeah.
You know, of course, Teresa just wants to talk shit about Margaret. So Louie asks what happened with Margaret, and Jen says that she's always coming for her, and Teresa's like, yeah, she's always so mean. And Jen says, yeah, she went really low. She called me a disheveled drug addict. She would never know what it's like to have a family. What the fuck, Jen?
I had no choice but to bring out the big guns and remind her that her hat looks like it's from Driving Miss Daisy. Oh my God, don't say it again. It's so, some words you can't take back. Hey, you know what I don't understand? Isn't she all about women's empowerment and women's rights?
Which I don't know what that had to do with, like, why anything that Margaret was saying was actually undermining that.
But. Yeah.
Isn't she about feminism and, like, women voting and stuff?
And Jen's like,
yeah, well, I look like $1 million, honey, and you look like BoJack in a wig.
At least she updated her cultural references. She's moved the needle forward from 1990 to like now. So,
and I love that Teresa's talking about feminism, and Jen's like, well, I'm hot and you're not.
Right. So, well, it's funny. When Teresa says, isn't she all about like female rights and stuff? She says it almost like dismissively. Like, isn't she like, doesn't she believe in stupid things like female rights? You know? So Teresa's like,
you know, we were all just talking about Margaret, and I can't take the screaming. I can't take the screaming. I'm like, Teresa,
you are literally
the worst. Screamer, the main screamer on this show.
So then now they're all the ladies are talking, right? And Jen's saying, I was just defending myself. And she's starting with me all the time. And she says, I'm calling people about her. Your people are calling me. Remember when Laura was telling us? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And Tree's like wondering if she's about to drop the whole load right here, right? Because you got to pace this stuff out over the season. But she's not. Right now, Jennifer says, well, she told Melissa to leave Joe, and she can do better than that. Male chauvinist, and I don't trust her, and you guys shouldn't trust her either. Joe Giudice is a fucking male chauvinist. He didn't want his wife to leave the house, okay? Yeah.
You know what? I know with Margaret, it's better to keep her as a friend than as an enemy, and that's why I said sorry to her.
So now Teresa's doing this thing like she's scared of Margaret, which is, I don't believe that for a second. And she says,
you know, we made up, but it's no secret what our history is, and I'm going to keep two steps back from her.
So history is like the buzzword for the season, apparently.
And then Jen just starts doing that whole accusing people of exactly what you're doing. She's like, she's a master manipulator. She's just trying to get everyone on her team. You've called literally everybody in the cast. I know,
to try that shock shit about Margaret as, quote unquote, explaining the history.
And so, Rachel's like, well, she hasn't done anything like that to me, honestly. And Teresa goes, oh, yeah? Well, sometimes people got Trax records, all right?
Or criminal ones.
And Rachel's like, well, I have a mind of my own, and I'm trying to get to know you guys for who you are, okay? And Teresa goes, well, do your homework and pay attention. Two things that Teresa literally never did, and that's how she wound up in jail. So.
Yeah, well, there we go. Little Real Housewives of New Jersey. Good time. Always a good time, this show.
Wild times. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hopefully, we'll see a bunch of you in Charlotte and also in Atlanta. Go to watchwithcrabbins.com for tickets. And also check out the schedule for when we're coming to a city near you. And catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews Sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.